Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible passage is the reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, particularly this verse. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. In every place. A week ago, last Saturday, I drove into the parking lot of Grace Lutheran Church in Pleasanton, Nebraska. Pleasanton's a town of about 300 in west central Nebraska. There I met Pastor Dean Hansen, and together we drove over 40 miles to First Lutheran Church in rural Lexington, Nebraska. The roads were country, blacktop, and gravel roads. I knew we were getting close to First Lutheran when the sign on the side of the road said, First Lutheran Church, 3 miles, and we turned down a gravel road. I didn't see very many houses or people as I turned down that road, but I saw hundreds of cattle in the pasture and hundreds of acres of corn and beans. When we arrived at First Lutheran, a small white frame church out in the country with the grass and gravel parking lot, a cemetery off to the side, we were met by two young women in their early 30s who had made a home-cooked lunch for us, since the nearest restaurant was about 25 miles away. Fried chicken, bean casserole, potato salad, and brownies. I had two brownies. We also met Vicar Vic Rasmussen. He is a Delto vicar. A Delto vicar spends at least 4 years in a ministry context, working with a supervisor while taking classes online for those years as well. He's there because the ministry context would falter without him. Vicar Rasmussen is a full-time rancher and farmer. He has hundreds of acres of cropland and cattle. He's married, he has 3 children in older elementary age. And he also is vicar of First Lutheran Church. He preaches on Sunday, leads the liturgy, teaches confirmation, visits the sick, does funerals, goes to the shut-ins. To say that he is pressed for time is an understatement. But consider this. First Lutheran Church, a year and a half ago, before Vicar Rasmussen came, averaged maybe 30 on a Sunday. They were talking about closing its doors. The only pastor they could get is somebody from Colorado who was visiting his mother in a nursing home in a nearby town on the weekend. 2 other churches in the area had closed their doors. It's rural Nebraska. Since that time, the year and a half that Vicar Rasmussen has been there, the attendance is now over 60. Some weekends it's 80. One time they had over 100 because of a baptism. The people are not talking about closing their doors anymore. There's optimism. And they'll even fix a home-cooked lunch for some stranger from St. Louis. The reason I tell you all this is because at the end of that visit, Pastor Hansen, Vicar Rasmussen, and I went up before the altar at First Lutheran Church in rural Lexington, Nebraska. We stood there and we prayed. We thanked the Lord. We asked for his guidance in our ministries. In a way, in that place, rural Nebraska, we called on the name of the Lord. The Apostle Paul says to the church of God in Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, who with all the saints in every place call upon the name of the Lord. For Paul, it was Corinth. For a week ago last Saturday, it was rural Nebraska. And for today, it's here in the chapel. We call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in every place where God's people have gathered as his church. Now, don't get me wrong, there are still problems in that congregation in Nebraska. The tables we ate at down in the basement looked like they had been homemade from about 1970. Huge wooden tops. They've been taken down and put up too many times. They needed replaced, as well as many things in that congregation. When we went up to pray, a fresh batch of flies had just been hatched and were swarming above the stained glass window above the altar. Vicar Rasmussen is pressed to the limit. I'm not quite sure how he does it all. And farming in Nebraska is a challenging time, and the number of farmers is shrinking. The future for this church is still a struggle. And yet on that day, in that place, we call on the name of the Lord. For Paul in Corinth, the same thing is true. Just because he says that they are the saints of God, that they're the church of God, that they called upon the name of the Lord, doesn't mean there wasn't problems in that church. Sure there were. Open case of sexual immorality, factions and divisions threatening to rip the church apart, lawsuits, member against another, drunkenness at the Lord's Supper, false teachers, denial of the bodily resurrection. Some say this is the most challenging church Paul had to deal with. And yet he calls them the church of God, the sanctified, those who call upon the name of the Lord in along with those in every place. How can Paul do this? How can he take a church with so many problems, any church, any place that calls upon the Lord with so many problems, and say they are sanctified, set apart, made holy? Well, it's not because of anything they've done. It's not because of their gifts and abilities, nor ours. It's not because of Vicar Rasmussen in rural Nebraska. It's not because we deserve it. It's because of Jesus. Read the first 9 verses of 1 Corinthians, and you will find Jesus named 9 times. Paul's an apostle of Christ Jesus. Those sanctified in Christ Jesus. We call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace from the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks because of the grace that was given in Christ Jesus. Even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed about you. You're not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. You were called into the fellowship of his Son. 9 times in 9 verses. When people gather together and call upon the name of the Lord in every place, it's because of Jesus. I visit somewhere between 40 and 50 churches every fall as the director of vicarage. And in every congregation I go, I find Jesus. There's a cross. Usually many, many crosses in every congregation. I'll find pictures of them etched in woodwork, on stained glass windows, on bulletin covers. Pictures hanging in the wall. And rightly so, because it is Jesus who makes the church. It is Jesus who brings us in. It is Jesus on the cross who takes all the problems on the church of himself. It is Jesus on the cross who presents us blameless to his Father in heaven. When he rises from the dead, he gathers us together into the church. He keeps us in the one true faith. The risen Lord Jesus is present where 2 or 3 or more are gathered in every place where we call on the name of the Lord. In every place. Do you see the tension that's going on here? Christ creates the church. It is his church. It is the church of God. He has sanctified us. And yet in every church you go, in every church I go, there are problems. As soon as God decided to bring people into the church who had to make decisions about parking lots and cemeteries and potluck meals and have voters' meetings and councils, there were going to be problems at the same time. I was reading a book about Moody Memorial Bible Church, and the pastor a number of years back was Dr. Harry Ironside. And a woman came up to Pastor Ironside and said, "I'm looking for the perfect church. And when I find it, I'm going to join it." Pastor Ironside said, I doubt you're going to find that church. But if you do and you join it, it won't be perfect anymore because you'll be in it. I told that story on my trip to Nebraska last week. And a pastor said, you know, I did something like that once. It was Monday. I was in town running an errand. I saw a member. I said hello. And he said, that was quite a sermon you had yesterday, Pastor. Too bad the people who needed to hear it weren't in church. Pastor said, I told him, but you were in church. I don't know if that passes Dr. Utek's tact and patience. But the point is simple. As soon as God decided to bring people into the church, there are going to be problems. As soon as God decided to bring us into the church, there were going to be problems. And that's why nine times in these first nine verses, Paul goes to Jesus. Because when people gather together and call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in every place, wonderful things happen. I already told you with Vicar Rasmussen, I was taking another visit. We have a vicar at a deaf congregation, very small congregation. But he knows American Sign Language. And when I went to visit that congregation, I went in and took a tour of the church, and there was a member there replacing a light. He spoke to me out loud because that's the language I understand, but he spoke in sign language to the vicar because that's the language he understood best. When people call on the name of the Lord, wonderful things happen. Another Delta vicar has been given the assignment to start a new church outside of Lincoln, Nebraska. A planned community is going up, and he drove me around down this street and over on this street, and where this building was going to go up, where these houses are, where this new road's going to be, and where he wants the church to be. And you could just hear the excitement in his voice. Wonderful things happening where you call on the name of the Lord in every place. In every place I visit, Jesus makes wonderful things happen. And that's the church, created by Christ, sanctified, set apart, made holy, presented blameless on the last day. Yet as soon as God brought us in as people, there would be problems. Some of you may know that I like to use a visual aid every once in a while in a sermon. Well, today, you get to be the visual aid, or at least you can participate with me if you want to. Did you ever go to Sunday school and learn a finger play? This is the church. This is the... Open it up and there are all the people. Open up any church and you will find people who call on the name of the Lord. There will be problems, but they have been set apart by Jesus Christ, sanctified to call upon his name. The chapel of St. Titus and St. Timothy, here we are. We'll put a steeple on it today and we'll open it up and there you are. Problems here? Sure. But we have been sanctified by Jesus Christ, set apart, called to be his church, his people. And just like what happens in every place, whether you're in rural Nebraska, your home congregation, your field ed church, or right here on chapel, we call on the name of the Lord.